Ned Steele out here at the Big Texas Beer Fest drinking with my buddy from Modern Brews and Beats. Follow that podcast. It's awesome.
Hello, you're listening to episode 168 of Modern Brews and Beats. I'm Jerry Richard, JW Richard with NTX underscore beer on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and ntxbeer.net. With me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I think I got my voice back a little bit.
Yeah.
It's back a little bit.
Allergies going to subside a bit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's rough, man. But in the meantime, my wife lost her voice, so man, that's not a bad thing, right?
You know what? Ooh, so drink this beer.
But she's doing fine. She's doing fine. Allergies got the best of us here in the Dunn household, but we are bouncing back.
All right. What's your 168 reference for the week?
Yeah, this is pretty cool, and I actually did know this. 168 is the number of hours in a week, you know, a 7-day week. Mm-hmm. 7 times 24, 168. I didn't know that.
Easy breeze.
Literally just 168 hours in a week. That was interesting, a little interesting fact. So yeah, there's my show reference for the week, man.
I'll take it. No, that's great. I'll totally take it, you know. And for events of the week, man, I mean, it's gonna be, you'll probably almost have about 168 hours of events
coming up.
There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
There was a brewery tournament at, it's the first annual brewery tournament. It's not bowling, but it's like a pin game, like bowling pins type thing going on at Bowl Games Dallas, right? And that's happening on May 2nd. Quite a few breweries are going to be there. I learned from Brian Burton of Hop and Sting that Jaron Ross, the taproom manager, cleaned up last year, or the last time they had it. So we'll see if that continues on May 2nd. Also, it's Cinco de Mayo this week. So
yes, it is.
No, that's going to, you know, there are going to be plenty of brewery specials and unfortunate appropriations that will be happening. People that have never, ever won a sombrero and tried to even speak Spanish and be doing some really weird things, and just that's unfortunate. But yeah, there'll be some people who are doing some really cool things as well. Celestial usually does a May the 4th be with you type celebration, and so they usually have a Star Wars themed beer, and they have Star Wars trivia and some different things like that. So you will have a few of those things happening as far as the May the 4th celebrations. I will say one thing that's kind of interesting is that Martin House is doing a Cinco de Mayo celebration. They're actually going to make a mayonnaise beer. Yes.
Okay.
I said a mayonnaise beer. I think most folks will just want to try it just to say that they were there. And they will, you know, they're getting ready. They're in their faces ready for how they'll talk about it. But, you know, again, Martin House does what they want to do. And again, the pickle beer is got to be the thing that pays the bills, because that pickle beer is everything. And also Tups celebrates their 8th anniversary this weekend. So, you know, happy 8th anniversary to Tups Brewery in McKinney, Texas. So we have this and many, many more things happening at ntxbeer.net/event calendar.
I love it. Shout out to Tubbs.
Absolutely.
Martin House. Shout out to Martin House. And this mayonnaise beer thing is going to be on my mind for a while. You know, when it comes to mayonnaise, man, it's all about the brand. Which brand? Which brand are they going to, you know? Okay, we'll see. I would be one of those people to try it. I would, just because I love Martin House. I love Martin House so much, I would be willing to try that. So shout out to them for experimenting in places that I didn't even think about before.
I'm sure many people are like going, wait a minute now. what's really going on? And so, that is Martin House. What you been drinking this week, speaking of beers?
Yeah, so my parents came to town a few days ago. Didn't really get to buy up a lot of craft beer, but I did stop and pick up a 6-pack of Rockhound IPA from Lost 40 Brewing Company out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Nice.
I've had it many times, but it's been a while. I actually have one here right now I'm about to sip on. Just a regular American style IPA. Based off the flavor profile, I would kind of identify a little bit more with the West Coast style. But hey, really good. 6.2 ABV. My dad enjoyed it. Went very well with our fried fish the other day.
Nice.
So yeah, that's me, man. Rockhound IPA. Shout out to Lost 40. I haven't been down there in a minute. Now that the weather's slowly, Jerry, good Lord, is slowly trying to get better. I don't know what the hell is doing. Well, I hope to make it down there soon.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't need them cold, man. I wake up, it's in the 30s up here. I'm like, come on, man.
That mountain living.
Come on, man. Goodness gracious. I need 50s or higher. Give me the 50s or higher. But anyway.
Right.
Lost 40, shout out to them. What about you, Jerry? What you been sipping on?
So I was sipping on a session IPA from Black Men Brewing. And this was brewed and canned by Ozark Brewing.
And, all right.
And I really enjoy this session IPA. It's got a citrus flavor. I'd say lemon, but really just general citrus. And it's hop forward, but it doesn't have that bitter bite. You got a good snap to it. And it's great for, you know, after yard work. Really refreshing after yard work. But it's a really good beer. So that's probably going to be my beer of the week. A session IPA by Black Man Brewing. Make sure to follow Black Man Brewing on social. You can just go to his website, blackmanbrewing.com. We've also had an interview with Barrett Tillman, and we can put that in the show notes so that we can hear a little bit more about what's going on with him when he's either stateside in Arkansas or when he's in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to him. I actually talked to him 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Dude is all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
You're literally like, Bear, where are you this time?
We'll create our own song, Where in the World is Barrett Tillman?
Yeah, no joke. No joke, man.
So, what you been listening to?
Yeah, man, it's been a good week of music for your boy, Cool Tony D. As always, Jay, I don't like to put myself in a box, but today I am. I am a podcast junkie. I love podcasts. Of course, one of my favorite ones is the one I'm on, Modern Brews and Beats. But I do listen to tons of other stuff from all over the place. And one of my favorite podcasts is called We Regret to Inform You, the Rejection Podcast. And on this podcast, they talk about famous people and their struggles in the early days of becoming successful. Mm. The latest episode I listened to was about Missy Elliott. And if you listen to Modern Brews and Beats, you know how Tony loves him some Missy, Mr. Meter Elliott. Mm-hmm. So I went back and I listened to Super Duper Fly. It's been a minute. Yeah, so good, Jerry. So good. So good. I just love every little piece of production. All the little ad-lib, little side words that aren't really a part of the song. Oh man, I just love it, dude. So creative. It was really good to hear her story of her early days in the world of music, getting burned many of times, and what led to Super Duper Fly, and the success of that in the ones after. Man, I've been enjoying that. 1997 when that album dropped, dude. So yeah, I've been listening to some Super Duper Fly. So
nice.
That's my jams of the beats of the week. What about you, man?
So I was listening to the latest album. The latest album, you know, 23 years later, they hadn't released anything in a while, is Everything But the Girl. And the new album is called Fuse. And I'm really enjoying it. I mean, if you were a fan of their music before and you hear their stuff now, yes, The Tracy's vocals got duskier. Her duskier altos got even duskier, but it's great. I love it. And they sound like lyrics from a person, a life well lived, but also telling you, the listener, regardless of your age, to live in the moment. experience now, right? And that's what it feels like this record's doing. It's giving contemporary, I mean, it's giving electronic pop like no time has passed, right? Because they were giving electronic pop there at the end of the 90s. The sounds are great. And yet the lyric is still that same, like the song Run a Red Light. Mm-hmm. You know, that lyric, it's like, run a red light, forget the morning, this is tonight. And you just kind of throw caution to the wind, which I think is another track on the album, and just really enjoy right now. So it's really good that the production that Ben does has energy, but it's not super frantic, right? It's not like trying to be on the cusp of, on the bleeding edge of all the things that are happening in electronic, but that's okay. It's a solid record. So Fuse is definitely a recommended listen for, and especially for fans of Everything But the Girl. If you're someone who is not familiar with them, I almost wonder if you may need to go back a couple of albums just to kind of capture what they're doing now. But I think it's solid enough. You just have to know that, you know, this is an older woman singing, and so the vocals sound a little different. I can appreciate it because I love to hear how voices change over time. But if it's somebody new, they may or may not. I don't know. Yeah. So
I need to listen to that. I've never heard of this group, or so. I need to check this out.
Really? Really? You've not heard of them?
I don't think I have.
Okay. All right. You know, well, huh. That is something that I would definitely recommend. Plus, there's been some great singles this week. There's a single out with Tame Impala and Thundercat, which is also really fun. And it's very much sitting with both of them, right? This does not feel like something that is a brand new thing. It feels very Thundercat. It feels very Tame Impala. And then there's also a new song from Foo Fighters that I also have been enjoying, the urgency of that song and the way it's called Rescued. But it's really good.
Yeah, I actually had an opportunity to check out both of those singles. I need to listen to them again, though. I was with my kids as I was trying to listen to it, but I saw that those were out.
Sure.
So hopefully I get around to actually thoroughly getting a good thorough listen, because I love all three of those artists.
Right.
So yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
So we are entering, I guess we have entered really, NFL draft season. Now, you know, I'm not the biggest NFL fan, but I know that you are. And you've got a fun top five for us, especially because I was at a draft party recently at Hot and Sting and got a chance to talk with Duke Manyweather.
Do you come with Masterminds IPA?
Absolutely.
Full, now it's added to the regular lineup.
Absolutely.
What got you into, one, doing the beer here, Hop and Sting, and Alzheimer's research?
You know what? I'm a huge craft beer fan, as you are, which is why we're even having this conversation. But, you know, it was Ross Tucker, who, former offensive lineman and another beer advocate and avid beer lover, connected me with Hop and Sting. And the initial conversations were just, hey, you know, let's see what's possible. Let's do a partnership with, you know, maybe O-Line Masterminds. And then I get here and I start talking to Brian. Brian's a huge offensive line fan. And we started talking about my process and what goes into really developing a good offensive line. And the interesting thing about it is he started drawing parallels to what makes a really good beer. And we talked about a hazy IPA because that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is I said, why don't we do a Masterminds beer? And so the next conversation was, what would be your perfect hazy IPA? So essentially I told him, you know, just kind of with the strong start, smooth middle, smooth finish, but it packs a punch. You know, it finishes strong, just like an offensive lineman. I wanted that grapefruit and pineapple on the back end, not too hoppy where you couldn't enjoy it because of the skunkiness. And so what we did is we once again compared notes about, you know, what it would take to develop a good offensive lineman, and then Brian was essentially writing down how the beer was going to go. So it was two masters really at their craft in that moment. And we started this off as a venture with, you know, that we really wanted to put a cause behind it. And Alzheimer's research is near and dear to me. I lost my grandma to Alzheimer's research. I mean, in Alzheimer's in 2019. And it's a debilitating disease that impacts over 6.5 million adults per year. And they're thinking that that number is going to add probably 2.5 to 3 million per year in the coming future. So they're always looking for funds. They're always looking for resources to continue that outreach and the education of Alzheimer's, and just to find out how we can stop, slow, and even potentially cure, reverse this such nasty disease that many people have lost their loved ones to. So that's kind of what the premise has been. And I don't think any of us imagined that 1 year later, here at the second annual Masterminds IPA draft party, that we're in the DFW airport, we're in HEB, we're in Whole Foods. I just think that the calls and then the collaboration of the brands have really brought this hazy IPA, which I gotta admit, it's probably one of the best hazy IPAs you'll taste, really into fruition, and we're killing it.
Having the chance to learn about yourself and O-Line Masterminds has been great. Watching your interviews, you mentioned a coach that came to you saying that you have a talent that needs to be taught. At that moment, was coaching even considered, or did you have other options?
Yeah, absolutely. That was Coach Jim Beverly, and that was when I got cut from the AFL, actually. I remember vividly, it's not normal, like, from a professional football team, when you get cut, that a coach is like, hey, I want to talk to you and drive you to the airport. So it was interesting, and really what he told me was like, hey, you probably have heard this before, but you're fighting genetics. That's nothing new. Like, you're probably aware of that, Eos, but you have a natural gift and a natural talent, and that's being able to coach and lead on the field while getting the job done. Eos, have you ever thought about getting into coaching? And the interesting part about it is, when I started playing arena football, I had left the opportunity on the table to be an offensive line coach and assistant strength and conditioning coach at College of the Redwoods Junior College. And I left that on the table because I want to pursue my dream of continuing my football career past college. Well, fast forward a couple of months later, you know, after I got cut, I went and took that opportunity to coach at College of the Redwoods, and life has never been the same.
So that we had a little talk there with Duke Manyweather at Hop and Sting Brewery. Tony, your thoughts?
I love his answers. Great response to the first question. I love the answer to the second question. I wish I was there to actually meet him myself, and I'm looking forward to the day when I can.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. Shout out to Duke. Thanks. And I can't wait to get my hands on the O-Line Mastermind IPA, dude.
Now, in the spirit of the NFL draft, you've concocted a special top five.
Yes, a special top five or four. Or top four, but it falls under the top five category for our show, Jerry. This is our show, so a special top five today. I wanted to really dive in deep, and I did some research on NFL players, since we also are a music show, who are currently dating or married to musicians. And the research I did was really high level, but I would love to jump into this list. I have a shout out for number five to kick off the list, but yeah, let's jump into the list.
What are you in top five? Listening to modern version. Top five. Top five. Top five. Top five.
So doing a lot of research on this little topic, NFL players past and present who are currently with, dating, or married to a musician. So I really put myself in a corner here, Jerry. I thought this list was going to be longer, and I'm sure it is longer, but as far as the high profile, this list was not long at all. So my number five really isn't even NFL players. Just shout out to all the NHL players who are like dating musicians and stuff, dude. Ah, man, that list was long, like tons of musicians dating hockey players. And I was really surprised. Hockey players, obviously, this is hockey. That's one sport I do not know. Yeah. When it came to these players, I had no idea who they were. But I had to give that quick shout out. I saw a lot of other celebrities that date athletes, obviously, but high profile celebrities. But that's my number five shout out. I want to jump into number four because I really like my list. My list is really good. It's just that damn, I couldn't find anybody else. So let's jump into number four.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Eric Johnson. Who the hell is Eric Johnson? You're saying. Well, he was a former tight end by the San Francisco 49ers, drafted in the seventh round of the 2001 NFL draft. Jerry, as I stated on the show before, if you're drafted in the seventh round of the NFL draft, you're not supposed to make the team.
See?
But this cat here, Jerry, let me tell you, this cat right here had a pretty decent NFL career. He played about 5 years for the San Francisco 49ers before he went to the New Orleans Saints. Unfortunately, during his time at the San Francisco 49ers, he had a teammate named Vernon Davis, who was just a badass tight end, so he didn't really get to see a lot of playing time. But it didn't matter, Jerry, because off the field, this dude was macking it. And he landed his jackpot in 2010 when he started dating Jessica Simpson. Who is this guy? I have no idea, but he went to Yale.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Simpson, my Richardson sweetheart, is with this guy, and they've been married since 2014. I believe they have three kids.
Wow.
Dude, you hit the jackpot, my man. Jessica Simpson, who I always loved and had a crush on.
But she only had, I mean, Jessica Simpson was like what, latter 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah. Yeah, but she was hot, Jerry. She was hot. She was hot. Whew. She was hot. And she marries this no-name tight end. So, hey, I had to put him on the list. Shout out to Eric Johnson.
Right now.
Shout out to Eric Johnson. Hey, dude, forget NFL. You married Jessica Simpson. So, more power to you, brother. That's my number four. Number three is, I love both of these people in number three. The player is Eddie George. Eddie George is former NFL football player, former Heisman Trophy winner, Jerry. You know how I love me some college football.
Yeah.
First round draft pick in the 1996 draft. So he's a legend. This dude's a legend on the football field, college and pro. And he's married to a singer from one of my favorite female groups, one of my favorite music groups of all time, SWV. His wife is Tamara Todd Johnson of the group SWV.
Wow.
Big fan of Eddie George. One, because he played for a great Titans team back in that 2001 team that went to the Super Bowl. What's it, 2001 or 99? 99 was the year that, yeah, they got to the 1 yard line and almost won against the Rams. Great game, but he did play for the Cowboys for one season. Currently the coach of Tennessee State, and HBCU, there in Nashville. Dude, Eddie George is just a badass. His wife, Tamara Todd Johnson, SWV. Jerry, I am a huge SWV fan. Sisters with Voices. When I realized this, I was like, man, I need to do more stuff on SWV. One, I always had a slight crush on his wife, Taj Johnson, but my favorite SWV song is right here, just because they have that Human Nature sample. It's actually the Human Nature remix, what they call it. But and also the song Weak. Like, these are songs that are part of my childhood growing up right here, Jerry. And as I just said, right here, I can't tell you how much I love that song. Jerry is in the phone. Just because I like the remix with the Human Nature sample, which, by the way, Human Nature is my favorite Michael Jackson song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Sisters with Voices. That is my number three. Eddie George, the OG. And number three. Number two, Jerry. Number two, Eric Decker. And people who play fantasy football, you should know who Eric Decker is. He's a badass wide receiver for the Denver Broncos from 2010 to 2013. And then After that, he went and played for the New York Jets. By the way, the New York Jets are Tony's second favorite NFL football team. I hope you guys remember that. Second favorite. That's crazy, Jerry. I don't talk about the Jets too often because I'm so wrapped up in the stupid Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys. But I do love the Jets, man. I do. But Eric Decker, why did I put him at number two? Am I truly ranking these? Kind of. The reason why Eric Decker is number two on my list... One, his wife is hot. Yeah, that's just simple as that. He's married to Jesse James Decker. She's a country music singer and songwriter, married in 2013. But the reason why I had Eric Decker number two on my list, because this man right here has single-handedly won me fantasy football championships. Yes, that is championships with an S. That is plural. I'm pretty badass, Jerry, when it comes to that fantasy football. Got to pat myself on the back. But thanks to Eric Decker, especially during his Denver Bronco years, that boy was catching some passes. And oh, damn, who was his quarterback at that time? Was it Peyton? I wish I could go back and remember. But it was him on one side and Demaryius Thomas on one side. May he rest in peace. But, dude, I had to pick up Eric Decker. Eric Decker single-handedly won me some championships. He will always be in my heart. You are a badass, Eric Decker. And your wife is hot. That is my number two, Jerry. Oh, by the way, Eric Decker drafted in the third round of the 2010 NFL draft, which, by the way, was a horrible draft class, dude. Mm. Sam Bradford, number one. That guy didn't do nothing. Dude, I was looking at the draft list. Demaryius Thomas went in the first round, who I just mentioned, mm-hmm. and Eric Decker went the third round. Dez Bryant was also part of that class. I mean, there's some good people on here, but probably Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, was drafted in the second round, and look what he ended up doing. He's probably going to go down as one of the greatest tight ends ever. But anyway, that's my number two, Eric the Decker, and his wife, Jesse James Decker. Man, she's hot. But Jerry, my number one. Mm-hmm. My number one, I think I'm pretty jealous of, just to be honest. Let me take a sip of this Rock Hound IPA.
Okay.
I'm still scratching my head. Because I've heard this guy in interviews. I've been seeing interviews since his college days at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Hell, even before that at NC State. Gets into the NFL as a third round pick. Wasn't even supposed to start, Jerry. He took over the starting position with the Seattle Seahawks. I'm still scratching my head on this, Jerry, because I'm like, this guy with her? How the hell did Russell Wilson do that? Oh, this guy's married to Sierra, man. Yeah,
he obviously takes care of her in all the ways. So that's what it's all about.
I guess it is, Jerry. And again, I have to say, it's borderline jealousy. It is borderline jealousy.
No, it's not borderline nothing. I hear
it's
it.
It's a lot of jealousy. Okay, it's a lot of jealousy.
Jealousy.
Every time I see a picture of him, I'm just like, huh? Huh? But hey, man, you did it. You got her. I gotta give you a round of applause. And if I see you out, damn it, I may buy her a drink.
What?
If you allow me to.
I see right now.
Just to recap my list again, number five, shout out to all the NHL players. I don't have no idea who you guys are, but you guys date some hot ass musicians. So shout out to you. Number four, Eric Johnson, who I remember the name because San Francisco was decent in those early, they were okay, just to be mm-hmm. honest with you. But Vernon Davis stole the show there. But when I saw he was married to Jessica Simpson, I was like, wow, who is this guy? I had to do my research on him. Congrats to you, man. Number three, Eddie George, man. The OG, the Heisman Trophy winner, Tamara Taj Johnson of SWV. SWV, who I put them up there with TLC for me personally, because I just love them that much. And their songs were just a part of my childhood. I mm-hmm. forgot the radio station I used to listen to. Was it V103? Three, I don't know. I can't even remember now. But it was an R&B station in Dallas back in the day. Number two, the great Eric Decker, who has won me fantasy football championships third round draft pick, man. Third round, Jerry. You still get you a hot, beautiful girl just because you play in the NFL. Must be nice. And number one, another third round draft pick in 2012. He did it, Jerry. He did it. He got her.
Mercy.
I see. Shout out to you, Russell, and your beautiful wife, Sierra. That is cool, Tony D's. Top five. These athletes who marry these hot ass musicians, man.
So
NFL players who marry hot ass musicians.
So what's interesting about that is you didn't qualify the type of career the musician had to have, right? And so by not qualifying that, you actually miss somebody. Okay. And this is Rodney Peete. Rodney Peete played for Detroit Lions, Cowboys, Eagles, Washington Redskins, and the Raiders and the Panthers. And is married to Holly Robinson Peete, who was basically, and she didn't have like a huge music career, but she lent her voice to several shows, including 21 Jump Street. She and Don Lewis, along with En Vogue, performed the song for Hanging Mr. Cooper. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, one of my favorite shows. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. If you were saying they had to be a certain level musician or a if you're ranking it like that, then yeah, you probably would find like this limited list. But if you're just looking at an NFL player who married a musician, you probably find a whole lot of people. It's just they may be songwriters. They may not have had like chart success with their music career, but you know, they definitely were successful.
Well, see, I always put her under actress, and I'm a huge Holly Robinson Peete fan because Hanging with Mr. Cooper is one of my favorite television shows. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that she sang, so I had no clue.
Huh. There you go. And there's your five.
There's my five. Got it, Angie. There's my five. There's my five.
So
thank you, Jerry.
No problem. Thanks for the list, and thanks for bringing these things. So when you are talking about draft picks or listening to music or even catching some of this baseball action, where can they find you on the socials?
Yes, please find me at KooTonyD. That's KOOTONYD. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. About to take a trip here to NYC, so hopefully I will have more pitches coming here shortly. Yeah, but check out my playlist on Spotify as well, on Spotify and SoundCloud at Cool Tony D. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee it. But Jerry, they got to follow you, man. You got all the good information on the events. Just, you're tapped into the beer scene a lot better than I am. Where can they find you at?
So I'm at NTX Beer, and that's NTX underscore beer on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also find the show notes for all of the Modern Brews and Beats episodes and other blogs at ntxbeer.net. You can also find the event calendar there. It's ntxbeer.net/event calendar. And also follow us on our socials for the podcast. It's Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase, at Instagram. It's M, as in Mary, M Brews Beats on Twitter. So definitely follow us there, and we'd love to hook up with you, and we'd love to get you in as we usually do the shows remote. We started this thing remote, right? Yep. But as Tony comes into town or we set something up, we'd love to have an in-person show, and perhaps we'd have you in the audience or even on the mic and just talking your love for beer, your love for music, coffee, all the different things that are brewed, right? So again, we thank you for listening to episode 68 of Modern Brews and Beats. Like we say every week, enjoy your favorite brews and your favorite beats, but please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if somebody needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats. Cheers. Modern Brews and Beats.